वते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 30, Verse number 38. Yasyatma yoga charitam na yasyatma yoga charitam na vidur virincho. Rudradayo yasya tanaya patayo giramaye. Tvanmayaya pihita drishta etanja kitasya te vayam sadgata yogrinim yasyatma yoga charitam navidur virincho rudradayo asya tanaya patayogi ramye Tvanmayaya pihita drishtaya etanjaha kitasya te vayam asadgata yogri namaha yasyatma yoga charitam na vidur virinchayo rudrayayo asya tanaya patayogi ramye Tvanmayaya pihita drishta etanja kitasya te vayam asadagata yogri nimaha nisya yoga vichitana vidim varincho Word to word meaning, yasya, whose, atma yoga, by the personal mystic power, rachitam, produced, na viduhu, they do not understand, Vrinchaha, Lord Brahma, Rudra Adayaha, Shiva and others. Asya, his. Tanaya, sons. Pataya, masters. Giram, of the words of the Vedas. Ye, who are. Tvat, mayaya, by your illusory potency. Pihita, covered. Drishtaya, whose vision. Etat, of this. Anjaha, directly. Kim, what. Tasya, of him. Te, of you. Etat, of this. Anjaha, directly. Kim, what. Tasya, of him. Te, of you. Vayam, we. Asat, impure. Gatayah, whose birth. Grinimaha, shall say. Translation. Neither Brahma nor his sons headed by Rudra nor any of the great sages who are masters of the Vedic mantras can understand the function of your mystic power. Because your illusory potency has covered their sight, they remain ignorant of how your mystic power works. Therefore, what can I say? What can I, such a low-born person, possibly say? There is no purport. We will go to move to another next verse. Maam bhairjire tvam tishta kaam esha kritohi me yahi tvam mad anugyatah swargam sukritanam padam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Jara, do not fear. Please get up. What has been done is actually my own desire. With my permission, go now to the abode of the pious, the spiritual world. Text 40. Ityadishto bhagavata krishnekcha saririna tri parikramya tvam natva vimanena divam yayo. So instructed by the Supreme Lord Krishna, who assumes his transcendental body by his own will, the hunter circumambulated the Lord three times and bowed down to him. Then the hunter departed in an airplane that had appeared just to carry him to the spiritual sky. Text 41. Darukah Krishna padavim invikchan adhigamyatam vayum tulakasi tulasika modamagraya bhimukham yayo. At that time, Daruka was searching for his master Krishna. As he neared the place where the Lord was sitting, he perceived the aroma of tulsi flowers in the breeze and went in its direction. Text 42. Tam tatra tigamadyu vira yudhair vritam ya swatmule kritakenam patim sneha plutvatma nipatata padayo rathadva pluptya sabaspa lochanaha. Translation. Upon seeing Lord Krishna resting at the foot of a banyan tree, surrounded by his shining weapons, Daruka could not control the affection he felt in his heart. His eyes filled with tears as he rushed down from the chariot and fell at the Lord's feet. Text 43. Appasyattasva charanambujam prabho drishti pranashta tamasi pravrishta. Diso na jane na labhe na santim yatha nisaya mudupe pranaste. Translation. Daruka said, just as on a moonless night, people are merged into darkness and cannot find their way, now that I have lost sight of your lotus feet, my Lord, I have lost my vision and am wandering blindly in darkness. I cannot tell my direction, nor can I find any peace. Text 44. Iti bruvati sutaiva ratho garuda langchanaha kamut papata rajendra saswadvaja udikchataha. Translation. Sukhdev Goswami continued, O foremost of kings, while the chariot driver was still speaking, before his very eyes the Lord's chariot rose up into the sky along with its horses and its flag, which was marked with the emblem of Garuda. Tama anavakchagachandi vyani Vishnu praharani cha tenati vismitamatmanam sutamaha janardanaha. All the divine weapons of Vishnu rose up and followed the chariot, the Lord Janardana. Then spoke to his chariot driver, who was most astonished to see all this. Text 46. Gaccha dwaravatim suta jnani jyatinam nidhanam mithah sankarshanasya niryanam bandubhyo bruhi maddasham. Translation: O driver, go to Dwaraka. O driver, go to Dwaraka and tell our family members how their loved one destroyed one another. Also tell them of the disappearance of Lord Sankarsan and of my present condition. Purport: Lord Krishna sent his chariot driverless back to Vaikuntha along with the horses and weapons because the chariot driver Dwaraka had some final service to do on earth. I read Dwaraka as Dwaraka. O driver, go to Dwaraka and tell our family members how their loved one destroyed one another. Also tell them of the disappearance of Lord Sankarsan and of my present condition. So here Krishna is in the series of verses, and the final purport comes that Krishna is speaking to Dwaraka that to go back and inform all the Yadus about the departure of all the remaining Yadus who were there in the Dwaraka, that all the Yadus including Balram and Krishna, they have left this world. So here, in the series of verses previous, we see that this was a fratricidal war where all the Yadu members, they died by fighting with each other. And example is given that Vainavo Agnir Yathavanam. This example in the verse is given this. So as the bamboo catches fire in the jungle. So if we see, normally in a jungle, the most easiest thing to catch fire is bamboo. Especially when it is dry. But you'll never find normally a bamboo dry in the jungle. Bamboo has its own lifespan. Bamboo is hollow from inside. So to catch a bamboo fire is very easy, and especially when it is dry, bamboo start rubbing each other. It rubs each other all the time, but when it is dry, then that rubbing can catch fire very easily. But you will not find a completely dry bamboo in the jungle normally. Only when it is unattended, then that time a bamboo cluster will dry. But jo jhurmut hai bamboo ka, that time it can get dry. Why? Because bamboo has a very different type of phenomenon. That normally bamboo's life is around 40 years. So when bamboo grows, but other bamboos also growing from the roots, from the offshoot of the roots, another bamboo sprung up. And normally the season of bamboo, new bamboo coming is rainy season. New bamboo shoots comes, and the person who are residing in the villages, they go to the jungle. They cut their root. They use in some their medicinal purpose or eating. They make different vegetables, sometimes pickles or bamboo shoots. And Ayurveda also people use this. And those who are having bamboos in their home garden, they also keep it regularly, keep it cut. So that it doesn't go to that stage where it will die. And one special phenomenon with bamboo is that If you see that the bamboo tree has started flowering, that means its end has come. Now you can't stop that bamboo tree to dry and die. It will die and die, dry. So this is a very unique phenomenon with bamboo. So my daddy used to tell this, ki, you have to cut the bamboo. When it is grown completely, it has got its length completely, cut it. Don't let it remain. So one time they forgot to cut the bamboos of some place. So ultimately if it flowered, and after flowering, that bamboo whole bunch dies. And again there will no, from in its roots, there no new bamboo will come. But if you keep it cutting, then you will allow that bamboo to keep on growing. But sometime in jungle there is no one to cut. So in jungle normally the thing which catches fire first is bamboo. So this example is very nicely given. And how this bamboo catches fire? By rubbing, by friction with each other. Similarly, the friction here was generated not from outside, it was generated from within the family. And of course it was a plan of Krishna, but it was from within the family. That's why the example is given of Vainavo Agnir Yatha Vanam, as the bamboo catches fire in the jungle. So we see that Krishna is here finishing his pastime in this material world. And people, especially those who don't know the tattva of Krishna, they feel that Krishna is also like one of them. He has also left his body. He is not Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we see that one in this material world, we see that one who saves others from dying, he is not able to help himself from dying. Because he may, like doctor, he may help someone to not die at particular moment, but he will not able to help that person from dying or in an eternal sense. Ultimately the person has to die in maybe different types of circumstances. With all the facilities available, the person is going to die. But in the case of Krishna, he is awarding the person, anyone who is taking shelter of him, the eternal abode where there is no fear of death. And sometimes there are different examples that he is sending the person to the spiritual abode in the self same body. In the case of Dhruva Maharaj, when the time came, he got up, he took bath and he was ready to go. That time the Lord of Death, the Kal came and he requested, please give up your body. But Dhruva Maharaj stepped on the head of Kal and he went to the abode of Vaikuntha. So this is the position of Lord's devotee. So he is awarding so many different person or so many devotees the eternal abode. So why can't he himself be like that? So it is a incident to bewilder all the general masses, that they consider that this is the same phenomenon which is happening, what is happening with us. And in the previous verses we see that he sent Jara to the spiritual world in the same body. Even Jara was not asked, you leave this body and then you go to the spiritual world. No, here Krishna is allowing Jara and giving his blessing that you go to that spiritual abode. And he made him ride to that airplane. Deliverance of a yogi and deliverance of different devotees, it is made possible by the mercy of Krishna. When Hiranyakaspu was doing severe austerity, then Brahmaji appeared and he asked the boon to give the boon of immortality. But Brahmaji said that even I don't have this capacity, I am not free from dying, so how can I give you something which I don't have? So then he asked different boons so that he can protect himself, but ultimately he was not able to protect his body. He had to die in the hand of Lord Narasimhadev. So normally those who are not knowing the philosophy of Krishna, they derided Krishna as some simple person. But why Krishna comes in this material world as a simple human being? Because he wants to attract the living entity towards his eternal pastimes. When someone is performing his activity, which is not so much approachable, people feel that, okay, he is a personality of different realm and I am not able to connect with him. So he keeps on performing his duties, but he is not able to directly connect and relate with him. He may do all of his duty as awe and reverence, but Krishna here, he wants to give his highest rasa, highest mellows to the people in general. That's why he comes and performs activities as if he is one among the other living entity. And those who are fortunate, those who has received mercy, who have some sukriti by the mercy of Vaishnava, by the mercy of Guru, they are able to know this fact that, okay, Krishna is not some ordinary human being. While he is performing all these pastimes, his pastimes are extraordinary. If one analyzes these things, then he will come to the conclusion that Krishna is not some simple, mere human being. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, it is said in Bhagavad Gita, avajananti mam mudha manusim tanu masritah. Param bhavam ajananto mam bhuta maheshwaram. They does not know that who am I, that I am the master of all the living entity. And these people are called mudha. Those who are not able to understand who Krishna is and how he is working. And if we see that in this world, have we seen anyone that just if he is pierced in his foot by some arrow, he died? We don't find this thing. And so Krishna is here bewildering those who are envious with him. So those who are envious with Krishna, those who oppose the philosophy of Krishna for their own sense of gratification, for them Krishna gave this chance. Okay, you continue in your own path by giving this great illusion that he has left his body or he has left this world in a very simple manner as other people die. So he has not living his body like a simple person of this world. So if we have not seen a single person who had died just by hitting an arrow, and in the previous verses we have seen that how Jara, when he came near Krishna, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the arrow was not even pierced the feet of Krishna. If it would have been so, then he would have tried to take out that arrow, but he only offered prayers there to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by this we can find that his disappearance is not some simple activity of passing away of some personality of this material world. Krishna has brought back the dead sons of his spiritual master. He has this capability. No one else in this material world is having this capacity to bring back the dead ones. We see in the pastimes of Krishna and his empowered devotees sometime also do this to enlighten the personality in front of him, like when Angira Rishi came and he revived the son of Chitraketu Maharaj. But he revived just for a few times so that son can give instruction and message, ultimate message to Maharaj Chitraketu. So Krishna has brought back the dead son of his spiritual master to his mother also. So in this way we see that Krishna has in so many times he has actually defied the laws of this material world, which is not actually possible for any human being. And why he has defied these material laws? So that people can understand that he is not some ordinary human being. Otherwise, he strictly follows all the rules, whatever he has whatever he has implemented in this material world, he follows all the rules and regulations very perfectly. He follows all the dharmas. When Narad Muni went to Dwarka, he saw that Krishna was performing different sacrifices in all different palaces. Somewhere he was giving charity, somewhere he was performing yajna, somewhere he was arranging the marriage of his sons or daughters. So in that way he was fully engaged in the occupational duty of a father, of a king. Like that he was, not that every place he was showing his mystical potencies, that see Arjuna, you don't have to do, I will only do. There also Krishna asked Arjuna to engage in the warfare based on his dharma and rest. Be assured that since you are following the path of dharma and I have arranged everything so that all these miscreants, they will be annihilated. And he showed this also to Arjuna. Once when in the palace of Krishna, Jambavati and Kalindi were there and they were discussing. So once Jambavati said to Kalindi, who is this personality who is circumambulating Krishna? Then Kalindi said, this is Ambika. She is the in charge of whole this material universe or material creation. And then again Jambavati asked, who is this person who is strangling out of fear of Krishna? Then Kalindi says that he is Lord Shiva. Then again Jambavati asked, who is this personality who is offering prayers to Lord Krishna by falling flat on the ground? So then Kalindi said, he is Lord Brahma. Then Jambavati saw another personality who has fallen flat on the ground and offering obeisances to Krishna, and she asked, who is he? Then Kalindi said, he is Indra, the king of heaven. And then Jambavati asked, who is this personality who has come in front of Krishna along with other demigods and who is laughing? Then Kalindi says, he is my elder brother, Yamraj. So in this way, we see that these are Adhikari Devatas. And these Adhikari Devatas, they are engaged in performing different duties. They have given different Adhikars to perform in this material world. And all these departments are ultimately under the control of Krishna. So even Yamraj is there. And so to say that then that Krishna has come under the control of the superintendence of death, it is wrong. So when we see that Krishna, when disappeared, in the previous verses, Daruka has come and he is praying. He is searching for Krishna and then he is saying that, just 1 minute, I will read the verse, read the translation. So Daruka said, just as on a moonless night people are merged into the darkness and cannot find their way, now that I have lost sight of your lotus feet, my lord, I have lost my vision and am wandering blindly in darkness. I cannot tell my direction, nor can I find any peace. So, since Krishna is planning to leave this material world and he has already left Dwarka, he is in Prabhas Kshetra, so Daruka is feeling the situation as if he has left this world and he is feeling in complete darkness. In Back to Godhead magazine it is written, Godhead is light and darkness is nescience. So Krishna hai suryasham, maya hai andhakar, jahan Krishna tahan nahi maya ra andhakar. So when Krishna is not there, then all the places are, even though it is lighted by all artificial lights, It is darkness. Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya. What is that light? The light of knowledge. If you are having the light of knowledge, even though you will be sitting in darkness, you are fully illuminated. Otherwise, it is not possible. Once, so this example, that a moonless night, how in moonless night you feel completely darkness. We don't feel, or we are not able to feel that situation here. Once I was in my home, and that time almost 30 years back, so different villagers used to come to do some work because the new home was getting constructed. So once what happened, that it was a moonless night, amavasya ki raat thi, ghanghor raat, and it started raining heavily. So they left their job around evening at their prescribed time, and they used to walk almost 10 kilometers from their home on foot to reach to work. And while returning, they were also on their foot. So when they left the highways, next day they were explaining. Actually, they were not able to came next day. So day after, next day they came, and they were telling that this story, that when they left the highway, it was all complete pitch dark, and they were not able to find their way. Just by touching the ground or something, they were making their way, and they reached their homes at around midnight. Normally, it used to take them 2 hours to reach their home, but that day it took them almost 5 hours. So it was like, so here Daruka is saying that it is like moonless night, and moonless night you will not find a villager traveling earlier days. Now you find every situation that people are traveling, so it is very difficult to directly correlate with Bhagavatam. But when you are sitting in a natural environment, natural setting, all the verses you will see, oh, this example I have seen previously. So you will easily able to connect. That's why you see that nowadays when preacher is sitting in the Vyasasan, he makes most of the connections with modern, different modern examples, with modern movies sometimes, and people are immediately able to connect. Oh, this makes sense. So this Bhagavatam, if you actually want to release, if you are in the natural setting, you will be able to release it very easily. Otherwise, it becomes, oh, how it is written like that? And when at the time we are following all the modern facilities, it sometimes becomes difficult, hard to penetrate into the philosophy, that how Krishna is saying like that, because we are not following our own prescribed duties properly, in a prescribed way, in the way of Varnasram, which Prabhupada so much emphasized in his last days, that how this should be established, especially Devi Varnasram, where people are engaging themselves based on their own swabhavas. And if the person is situated in their own swabhava, then he will be able to offer their best to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna doesn't like that you borrow something from someone and then you give. Even if you borrow it, make it your own. Make it your own. Don't try to give someone else borrowed emotions to Krishna. Then Krishna will not become so much happy. If you are able to offer your own emotions, if your own offering, Krishna will be very much pleased. And if you feel, oh, my offerings are not so good, I will ask some other devotee to write for something for me, and then I will go and I will read it to Krishna. Then immediately Krishna will understand, oh, he's faking it. So he will not be pleased. But whatever you are having, whatever words you know, you go to Krishna and offer your own prayers in your own mood, then Krishna will be very much pleased. And that makes a devotee also happy. Why? Because Krishna is happy. You are offering water to the root. Otherwise, if we just try to imitate someone else, even if sometimes we are able to do that activity better, but we will not be able to derive desired result from that activity. paro dharmo bhayavah. So because we are not be happy ultimately, we may able to do that activity nicely compared to other person, but ultimately we will not be satisfied. Why? Because that is not actually, that activity is not being connected with our inner feelings, inner heart. So we have to follow in a prescribed way, that also we have to see. In a prescribed way, we have to follow our own heart and offer it to Krishna. Then Krishna is going to get satisfied. Then Krishna will be pleased and we will be satisfied in our own heart. And one more thing also I want to say that when why Krishna want perform such pastime, which is normally not liked by many, that he has disappeared. Suppose you are with Krishna, or you are performing different pastime, and suddenly Krishna now wants to go from this, from where you are. So you don't like to leave the association of Krishna, or with any great personality. You want to remain with that personality. It is not that you want to leave that personality and go away. So here Krishna is performing this activity. Why? Because he has made this material world with a certain particular fixed sets of theories, that here everything is in a cyclic manner. Everything will come and go. You can't stop it. Like a person becoming old. You can't say why old age is coming. Old age is going to come. One has to accept the truth and the reality. Be prepared for that, so that we will be better equipped with ourselves, so that too when we are going to leave this body, we are better prepared. If you are not prepared, then we will leave our body just to accept some another 84 million species of life. But if you are prepared in Krishna consciousness, then you will be situated better in your next life, where you will perform your devotional service in a much better way. Similarly, when Parikshit Maharaj was there, he was traveling to find if any miscreant is there in his kingdom. He found Kali. He immediately punished Kali and he checked his movement, but he didn't kill Kali, which later on we see in the Bhagavat Mahatmya, where Bhakti Devi is actually blaming Parikshit Maharaj. Why he allowed this Kali to remain? Because Bhakti Devi, when she was in Vrindavan, while traveling from all over India, she reached to Vrindavan along with his son Gyan and Vairagya. She received her youth, but her sons Gyan and Vairagya, they were still old. So it was a very strange situation. Mother is young, but the children are old. So she said, why this Parikshit Maharaj allowed this Kali? Due to this Kali, all these things are happening here. The asar of all these things has gone. But there Narad Muni says, O Devi, don't blame him. It is the will of Krishna. And by seeing the sar of essence of Kali, he allowed the Kali to remain. In this age, just by performing Sankirtan, one will be very easily transferred back home, back to Godhead, which is otherwise not possible in other ages. So he allowed Kali. So like Satyuga, Dwapar, Satyuga, Treta, Dwapar and Kali, these are the four Yuga. So we sometimes feel that why this Kali is given? Why not to remain only, Lord has allowed only Satyuga, only Dwapar Yuga, or only Treta Yuga, or only all the three Yugas, not this fourth Yuga. So similar thing is this is with our own body. We can't say only youth has to, only childhood or youth or adulthood has to be there. No old age. But this is not the law of this place where we are living. This may be the law of the Swargoloka, where people at the last time of their life, they only beget children and they disappear from there instead of dying. As in the bamboo case, in the last years of their life, they flowers. They don't fruit, but they flowers. So these things are going to happen, but how we take it, this makes a difference. So everyone likes Krishna's childhood pastime, but the pastime of Krishna's disappearance, this gives pain. So this also indicates that whatever services we are doing, we should be also prepared that all the time we should not get favorable situation. We should work in a consciousness that ultimately things are going to change. Even nothing changes, our body is going to change and the body is going to give us suffering. So better prepared for this situation. When Prabhupada was in his last days, he was saying to his disciples, from his deathbed, he was saying that don't think that this thing will not happen to you. This old age will come. So are we prepared for that? So this Bhagavatam is making us aware to get prepared for the final journey from this material world. For that what we have prepared. So Krishna's disappearance is teaching all these things. Thank you very much. And also I like to one thing which that we received message today morning that Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he got sick and he is in US. So all of us kindly pray for his betterment of health so that he can come out and guide and inspire devotees all around the world. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samvet Bhaktivrinda ki.